Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Nottebohm moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nottebohm moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Astros, 2. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebohm covering, for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontia is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromontia hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nottebardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebardt covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Mathews moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Joe Torre now playing first base. Hal Smith pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Weakley pinch hits for Don Nottebohm. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for John Weakley. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.